Before the Christmas break, we ran a story on blood donations and how to increase the supply by improving the experience of donors. But there's another form of donation, which is plasma, the fluid that carries the blood cells and is incredibly valuable because it contains all kinds of substances that can be used therapeutically. And plasma too appears to be in short supply. Paying plasma donors is a way of dealing with this, but Australian blood banks have hated the idea because they reckon it'll make the blood supply less safe because, to be blunt, you might get donors whose risk profile is poor. Robert Slonim is Professor of Economics at the University of Sydney. He disagrees and has recently put forward his views on paper. Welcome to the Health Report, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
So how do you view the problem that needs to be solved here in economic terms?
Well, the problem is a market failure. Right now we're relying on volunteer donors, and so there's no accurate signal that the market has for exactly how much we need. And it's an acute problem. We have in Australia that right now we have to import half of our plasma from outside of the country, where mostly it's coming from, almost essentially all is coming from paid donors in the US. And in fact, this is true for most countries in the world. They're receiving plasma from the paid donors in the US. And so
the United States is serving the world.
The United States is the world supplier of plasma. Austria has started collecting with paid donors, and they are getting into the market to provide. But the problem is...
You said Austria.
Austria is also.
Right.
The problem is quite severe, though. The plasma uses are increasing yearly quite dramatically. In the last 15 years, they've been growing at about 7 to 10% annually, and the supply has not been keeping up.
And therefore, price has gone up.
So far, no. So far, the supply coming out of the U.S. has been increasing at a rate, but it is in the last several years, from a health standpoint, actually starting to be a serious problem. So there's evidence in the last few years that dosages that people use, particularly from pharmaceutical products, are either being delayed or there's longer time periods between what is optimally recommended. The amount of the dosage is decreasing, and increasingly there's now discussions, particularly in the U.S. markets, around how do you prioritize who's going to get the plasma? And that's not a place, I think, for a health system where we want to head.
And the main medications that we're talking about here are immunoglobulins, which boost the immune system.
That is right. So the IgEs are one of the main proteins that's coming out of plasma, but it's also used in a lot of others for blood clotting. It's used in cancer, organ transplants, and just immunoglobulins, the main one, but the uses of all the other proteins are also increasing quite rapidly.
So what's the evidence that payment in Australia would make a difference?
So I don't think Australians are different than the rest of the world. So we've done an enormous amount of research around the world, and we've done our research and been publishing starting at least 10 years ago now. And the evidence that we've found has now been being robustly found to hold with many other research teams that are involved. And the evidence is very clear that when you offer compensation of some form for blood donations, you are seeing dramatic increases in the number of people that are willing to come and donate. Just as one example, one of our studies, we gave $10 gift cards to donors in the U.S., and we saw a 30% increase in the number of people who showed up.
So it's a small amount of money.
It can be very small. In the U.S., the market is currently paying donors typically about $50 Australian per plasma donation. And that seems to so far be clearing the world market.
And just to be clear here, the technology is you take off the whole blood, spin it down, take the plasma off, and then return the blood. You return the blood cells to the person, so they're not becoming anemic. They can give quite a few donations. They can give more donations than whole blood.
That's exactly right. The process is called plasmapheresis, and you can typically donate in Australia. It would be considered to be healthy once every 3 weeks to do this. And you're exactly right. They take out the whole blood. They separate out the red blood cells that are inserted back into the donor. So it's a much healthier process, actually, than taking a whole blood donation.
What about safety? So the argument has been that if you pay people, then people who might be drug users, for example, might come in and lie about the fact that they're drug users, and you're going to get unknown viruses in the system and it's less safe. And that got a lot of publicity around about the time of HIV, where reputedly the American blood supply was less safe than the Australian blood supply.
So that's an excellent point, and I think the fact that you've brought up the AIDS crisis is exactly, we're living in the past with this type of argument. So when this original argument about the safety was brought up, it was brought up in the 60s, and at that time, there was very difficult issues around testing. So it was either not feasible or extremely expensive to test a sample. For almost every, and I mean in the order of 99.999% type of range, of anything that we know that's out there. It's very cheap and expensive, and we're testing it already anyway. A second point also is this argument that it's going to attract people that might be of a greater risk, I think is pretty fallacious. In the sense that you don't have to actually compensate them for the donation. You compensate them to just show up. We've done study after study in this direction, and we do not find that people just show up and then say, oh, gee, I don't qualify. They show up, they're given the donation, they're given their compensation
before the needle goes in the arm.
Before they even fill out any of the information.
Can the Red Cross afford it here?
The Red Cross here is operating very inefficiently. So we've been looking at the evidence just right out of their information, out of the National Blood Authority's information's annual reports. Currently, it is costing slightly more than three times as much per unit for a unit of plasma that's collected here in Australia than it is to actually pay in the international market for compensated donors. And I think there's two reasons. One reason is the compensation. The second reason is it's a monopoly and there's no competition. And I just don't think there's any impetus to change. This is costing close to $250 million, $250 million per year. We're paying extra than if we just basically right now we're ready to pay or to just buy the international.
Robert, thank you. We'll watch this with interest. Robert Slonim is Professor of Economics at the University of Sydney. You've been listening to The Health Report with me, Norman Swan. I hope you can join me again next week.